This afternoon, we'd like to see the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 11, under the title of Dispensation of Grace. For online courses people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, for this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles, what does the prisoner of Christ Jesus mean? The prisoner of Christ Jesus mean? Question 2, in verse 2, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you, what does the dispensation of the grace of God mean? What does the dispensation of the grace of God mean? Last question in verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel. What does the fellow heirs mean? What does the fellow heirs mean? First of all, we'd like to see a little background. Paul probably wrote this letter being taken in custody of a lodging by a Roman guard in Rome City in AD 61. That's the first imprisonment. That time Paul, not only this Ephesian letter, also Philippians and Colossians and Philemon. Then he was released, then he was finally imprisoned again, or last imprisoned, or second imprisonment before his martyry. That time he wrote the 2 Timothy, just before his execution. First of all, in Acts chapter 28, verse 16, 31, describe to St. Paul's first imprisonment. Now when we came to Rome, we meaning to St. Paul and other prisoners together came to Rome, the centurion, centurion meaning the leader of 100 soldiers, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard. So the captain of the jailers, the guard, captain of the guard. But Paul was permitted to dwell by himself with the soldier who guarded him. So Paul was allowed, you know, a little liberty. And it came to pass after 3 days that Paul called the leaders of the Jews together. So Paul was given opportunity to invite Jewish leaders who live in the city of Rome. So when they had come together, he said to them, Paul said to the leaders of Jews, men and brethren, although I have done nothing against our people or the custom of our fathers. Paul initially accused by Pharisees and Judaizers because Paul delivered the gospel up to the Gentiles. Salvation also allowed to Gentiles. That's why, you know, Paul was accused on first the Jewish court. Now so he appealed to Roman court because he claimed he is a Roman citizen. Men and brethren, although I have done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem. Because the initiated Jewish people accused disciple Paul in violation of the Old Testament, their own interpretation, into the hands of the Romans, who, when they had examined me, wanted to let me go, because there was no cause for putting me to death. So Roman the jurisdiction want to release disciple Paul. against the Jewish people's accusation. But when the Jews spoke against it, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar. So now, decide Paul, you know, appeal. I am Roman citizen, so I am entitled to have a criminal procedure through Roman law, not in Jewish local law. I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, not that I had anything of which to accuse my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have called for you to see you and speak with you, because for the hope of Israel, I am bound with this chain. Then they said to Paul, we neither receive the letters from Judea concerning you, nor have any of the brethren who came reported or spoken any evil of you. But, however, we desire to hear from you what you think. For concerning this sect meaning the New Testament, today gospel, you know, only through the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, faith alone, so that everybody are saved, then means this sect. We know that it is spoken against everywhere. So when they had appointed him a day, so Jewish leader who resided in the capital city of a Roman Empire, Rome City, so they allowed the disciple Paul in one day. So please, you know, tell us. Many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly, bravely testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophet. So from Old Testament up to the Lord Jesus Christ, disciple testified to Jewish leaders from morning until evening, and some were persuaded by the things which were spoken, and some disbelieved it. So when they did not agree among themselves, they departed after Paul had said one word. The Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers, saying, go to this people and say, hearing you will hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of these people have grown dull hearts, their ears are harder of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. That's a dispute issue. The salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, not only Jewish people, but also to Gentiles. And they will hear it. And when he had said this word, the Jews departed and had a great dispute among themselves. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him. So disciple Paul had opportunity to deliver gospel not only to Jewish people, but also to all many, including all Gentiles, too. So this is basically background Bible verses, the book of Acts, chapter 28, verse 16, 31. Basically, disciple delivered the gospel, salvation extended to the Gentiles, based upon by faith alone. So last chapter, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, that's based upon faith alone. For by grace, what is grace? Explaining is here, for by grace you have been saved through faith. Here, through faith. So this is salvation extended to the Gentiles. So by grace through faith, and not of yourselves, not of your merit, your work. It is the gift of God. Here, grace meaning God's gift. So verse 8 clearly explained in disciple, grace means God's gift. So grace is, you may try to find out, dictionary grace said is freely given, a merited favor. That's the definition, is dictionary definition, freely given, a merited favor, or a merited gift. So not over works from you, lest anyone should boast. That's a basic salvation gospel. This is a basic salvation gospel. So only through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior, without your part, your merit, your experience, your work, or your education. So no matter what, just accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior in the form of faith. Verses 19-22. Here, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19-22. Now, therefore, you are no longer, you meaning Ephesians, Gentiles, Ephesians, Christians, you, Ephesians, non-Jews, you are no longer strangers and foreigners to where? To the house of God or to the kingdom of God. You are no longer strangers and foreigners to the house of God or the kingdom of God. But fellow citizens with whom? With the saints and members of the household of God. You are members of the household of God with even Jewish people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, like Paul or apostles, Jewish people, also Church of Jerusalem at that time, most of the people, Jewish people, but they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior too. So fellow citizens, equal citizens, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. So apostles is basically Jesus 11 disciples plus one and substitute the disciple, also disciple Paul, is apostles and prophets. Prophets is the Old Testament prophet, also New Testament prophet, such as John the Baptist, also Anna, prophetess, woman Anna, too. So foundation, but Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So Jesus Christ is foundational, in whom the whole building. So the building without chief cornerstone, the building would be corrupted. So that's why the Jesus Christ is the essence, in whom the whole building being fitted together. So fitted together with either Jews or non-Jews grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God or a habitation of God. So that is means dwelling place of God means the house of God or the household of God or kingdom of God. So we are a member of the kingdom of God in the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit work. Then today, chapter 3, verse 1, for this reason, because of this reason, Jesus Christ, the cornerstone, salvation, up to the Gentiles, because Jesus Christ is a cornerstone, face of Jesus Christ, then everybody is a joint heir or a fellow citizen of the house of God. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for you Gentiles. The prisoner, so the Paul is taken into custody by Roman guardian in Rome city because of Jesus Christ. Because he delivered initially in Jerusalem Jesus Christ in the gospel. That's why is Jerusalem Judaized and the Pharisees accused Paul as the criminal to be subjected to death penalty. That's why, because of Jesus Christ. For you, Gentiles, you meaning Ephesians, Ephesus located in today in Turkey. So there, the Christians, you Gentiles. So Ephesians are not Jews. Paul as an apostle of Gentiles compared to Peter as an apostle of Jews, because Peter mainly at that time is ministering to the church of Jerusalem. Verse 2, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you. Dispensation, Greek word, oikonomia, because New Testament was written in the Greek. So oikonomia, that is oikos plus nomos. Oikos means house, nomos means rule. So house rule. So literal meaning dispensation is house rule. So dispensation, like a pharmacist dispenses a patient a medicine, instructing when to take it. God dispenses the people of God a promise during a certain time. So I am reading again. Dispensation means a pharmacist dispenses a patient a medicine, instructing when to take it, such as half an hour before breakfast, or half an hour after dinner, so whatever, instructing when to take it. God, likewise, God dispenses or gives away the people of God a promise during a certain time. So that is God's promise given to the house of God's people, the house of God's people during a certain time. So in this context, the dispensation of the grace of God means God's promise of grace given to the house of believers in Christ during New Testament time. So the second question answer, the dispensation of the grace of God means God's promise of grace given to the house of believers in Christ during New Testament time. So which was given to me for you. So this is a New Testament salvation gospel given or revealed to disciple Paul. That is, the disciple delivered the salvation gospel to you, to Ephesians, Christians. Verse 3, how that by revelation. So God revealed. God made known to me the mystery. Mystery means here, non-disclosed thing. To me, or the secret. As I have briefly written already. So previously already is dispensation of the fullest of the times, plural. So times is at least two times. That is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Disciple also mentioned the dispensation here. I am reading, having made known to us the mystery of his will, mystery of God's will, according to his good pleasure. So according to God's good pleasure, not man's good pleasure, which God purposed in himself. God purposed by himself, in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullest of the times. So God's this promise of grace, the fullest of the times. Times is plural, so here at least two. So Old Testament time, New Testament time. So God bring Old Testament time is completed in New Testament time. So that's why fullest, the dispensation of the fullness of the times, God might gather together, regardless of Jewish or non-Jewish, gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in heaven. So everywhere, only through the Lord Jesus Christ, everybody is who believes or accept the Lord Jesus Christ and the one body over the household of God. Already talked about the dispensation right here. Then is verse 4, by which or whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. So the mystery of Christ, which is the gospel of Christ. So basically, through faith alone, God's grace, everybody is saved, not require human effort, full obedience or full works of God's grace. So verse 5, which in other ages, here ages plural, this is in other ages meaning in other ages in Old Testament time, in other ages in Old Testament time, was not made known to the sons of men. So that time was not made experience because Jesus Christ was not born yet in the Old Testament time. As it has now meaning is today, is disciple in 63 AD. So already Holy Spirit came. Now being revealed by the Spirit. So Holy Spirit here, by the Holy Spirit to his holy apostles and prophet. So to his holy apostles is Peter, James, or Paul. So that is Jesus' original disciples, excluding Judas Iscariot, also Paul. Prophet is a New Testament prophet in the Bible, John the Baptist or Anna, such as New Testament prophet. So the other is the prophet, Old Testament prophet, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and so on. Here, verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs. Right here, fellow heirs means fellow heirs, fellow habitators of the house of God with all saints, including the Jewish believers as well. The Gentiles are persons to inhabit in the house of God together with Jews. That's why here indicating fellow heirs. A matter of faith, not of race. So in the Bible, in New Testament, many verses said, not matter of race, not matter of blood, matter of faith. Genesis chapter 15, verses 4 to 6. Because God gave a promise to Abraham first time. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, to Abraham, saying, this one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. Here, heir meaning a person to inhabit their possession, the land or the house here. So Abraham's descendant will be heir, Abraham. Then God brought to Abraham outside and said, look now toward the heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them. And God said to Abraham, so shall your descendants be. Your descendants shall be like stars, so many descendants. And Abraham believed in the Lord, and God accounted it to Abraham for righteousness. So God, basically, God gave a promise. So your descendant, the stars, your descendant will be heir. That time, God accepted God's promise in the form of a belief. That's called also covenant between God and Abraham. That's why Abrahamic covenant. So covenant meaning the mutual agreement, simply mutual agreement, yeah, but is a little longer time than contract. So mutual agreement is covenant. Then Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 49 verse 6, indeed God says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob. So God said, tribes of Jacob, so should be God's servant, and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. That is a servant, God's servant, coming from tribes of Jacob, preserver or restorers in Israel. I will also give you a light to the Gentiles. Not only restore Israel, but also Gentiles here. That you should be my salvation. You meaning, so descendant from Jacob. Jacob is actually Jesus Christ, Messiah. You shall be my salvation to the ends of the earth. So basically, initially God gave a promise to Abraham. Abraham accepted God's promise, Abraham descendant as an heir of the house of God, in the form of a belief. Then is Abraham, come to the book of Genesis, the chapter 17, that's indicated is Isaac. Isaac then is Jacob. Jacob then David. David then Jesus Christ. So that kind of heir. So now we have believed in Jesus. Jesus originally coming from Abraham, as Isaac, Jacob or Israel, and David. So believe in as will be heirs of the house of God. That is a basic and logical consequence. Decide Paul explained in that way, Paul's letter. Also Romans chapter 10 verse 12, decide Paul said, the matter is a faith, not of race. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. Greek is Gentile. For because the same Lord of all, the same Lord Jesus Christ of all, is rich to all who call upon him. So whoever call upon Jesus Christ, whoever call upon Jesus Christ. Then is verse 7, of which I became a minister. Minister meaning servant, minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power. So the Holy Spirit give us several gifts. Romans chapter 12, talking about the one gift is a preacher. Here, disciple Paul played the preacher. Preacher meaning a person to deliver salvation gospel mainly to the unbelievers. Non-Christian, that's a preacher. Preacher, now, teacher means deliver God's word to Christians to improve their faith. So according to that gift, so his power meaning Holy Spirit power, God's power. Simply meaning disciple Paul is ministering to preach the gospel. So by the Holy Spirit, actually Holy Spirit worked through disciple Paul to deliver salvation gospel to unbelievers. That's why disciple Paul said, the gift of God, the gift of grace, freely given gift. Verse 8, to me, to Paul, who am less than the least of all the saints. Here is less than the least of the all the saints is an extremely humble status. The least. But the disciple said, he is less than the least one, the least saint. So extremely humble status or humility. Why? God loves the humble people, not the proud. So the spiritual effective working through Paul. James chapter 4, verse 6 said, But God gives more grace. More grace meaning more gift. Therefore, God says, God resists the proud, but gives grace, gift to the humble. God loves the humble people. So here, disciple extremely humble. Also, disciple introduced by himself, the chief of sinners, because he had persecuted churches before his conversion. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, disciple said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. The Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. So disciple said, I am chief of sinners. Also, this grace was given. So he is less than the least, extremely sinner, but God gave a gift to him to preach gospel here, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Unsearchable, which meaning immeasurable riches of Christ. So that kind of, you know, the deeply appreciations to God. Then verse 9, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Here, of the mystery of gospel in New Testament time, not revealed in Old Testament time, which explained from the beginning of the ages, has been hidden in God who created all things through Jesus Christ. Here, Jesus Christ indicates a creator, created all things, all creatures created by Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ. Genesis, first of all, John chapter 1, verse 1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. So the Word was God. God created by Word, right? Not, you know, say anything else, just the Word. So the Word was God. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh. So the Lord Jesus Christ, the incarnation, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father, of God the Father, full of grace and truth. So Jesus Christ is the Word became flesh. The Word was in the beginning, which meaning Jesus Christ embodied in creation of the heaven and earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The heavens, plural, is because of three level heaven. First of all, before cloud, in first level heaven. The second heaven is beyond the heaven up to the universe. But third heaven, invisible heaven. So they are, you know, the Jesus Christ seat in the right hand of God the Father. You know, that's why the heavens, you know, plural right here. Also, God is Hebrew. Old Testament was written in Hebrew. God Elohim. Elohim is indicating three plural, not two plural. Two plural is Allah. Three plural, Elohim. That's why Elohim, Hebrew word, indicated three persons in God created the heavens and the earth. So, which meaning? God the Father, Son of God, and the Holy Spirit. So, all person equal, all person is coexistent, also all person co-eternal. So, that is called, is a theological term, Trinity. Although Bible does not indicate the Trinity word term literally, but many Bible verses, you know, will see three persons in one God. So then is verse 10, to the intent then now the manifold wisdom of God, manifold meaning many wisdom of God, by whom might be known by the church. That is, church is a very blessed. Church is the group of believers, group of creatures. So through church, churches, God gave wisdom, a lot of wisdom to church. Church delivered that wisdom to the principality and power. Principality and powers is angels rank, order, angels, evil angel or good angel, it doesn't matter. So through church, so angels now understand in the gospel in the heavenly places as well. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 12, to them it was revealed that, it mystery was revealed that, not to themselves, but to us. Us meaning to church, to believers, to Christians. They were ministering the things which now have been reported to you, to you meaning to Christians, through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Things which angels desire to look into. So angels, that kind of information, knowledge coming from the church, not in anything else, because God gave a lot of wisdom to church. Church is delivered to angels too. So that is here by the church. So church make angels, principality powers known the mystery of the gospel. Verse 11, according to the eternal purpose which God accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. So God's purpose here, intent, in verse 10, intent, or God's intent or God's purpose stands forever. That's why I call eternal purpose. Nothing shall annul or nothing shall hinder God's purpose. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 24 to 27, Isaiah delivered the God's word to Hezekiah, the king. So that time the Assyrians attacked in Judah. Assyrians already conquered northern Israel, then is tried to conquer the south nation of Israel, which was Judah, nation of Judah, tried to then. That time is Isaiah delivered the God's word. The Lord of hosts has shown, shown meaning the Lord has made an irrevocable promise, saying, surely as I have thought, so it shall come to pass. And as I have a purpose, God has a purpose, or God has an intention, so it shall stand, it shall stand. So God's purpose shall never destroy it. Never attacked by virus or no matter what in human effort. So God's purpose shall stand. Then I will break the Assyrian. So God said, I will destroy the Assyrian in my land. In my land meaning the Israel land. And on my mountains tread him on the foot. Then his yoke shall be removed from them, and his burden removed from their shoulders. This is the purpose, God's purpose. God's purpose destroy Assyrians. So Assyrian never conquered in a southern nation, Judah. That is a purpose against the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out of all the nations. Verse 27, for the Lord of hosts had purposed, and who will annul it? Who will annul it? This is a rhetorical question. Nobody will annul or cancel God's purpose. His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? Who will turn it back? God will stretch out his hand. Nobody block God's stretching out his hands. So God's purpose will stand eternally. Eternal purpose which God accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. So that is the last verse. So we know that the last book of Revelation last chapter also talks about Jesus Christ. Come quickly, you know, Jesus Christ too. So let's see each question. Question 1 in verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, to prison of Christ Jesus for you Gentiles. What does the prison of Christ Jesus mean? Because disciple Paul was imprisoned because of Jesus Christ. That's why. So salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles through Jesus Christ's faith. So because of that preaching word, the Jewish people accused him into first in local court, the Jewish court, so probably Sanhedrin court, then is now the Roman court in Italy, Rome city. Question 2, in verse 2, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which was given to me for you, what does the dispensation of the grace of God mean? God's promise of grace given to the house of believers in Christ during New Testament time in this context. Last question in verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel. What does the fellow heirs mean? Fellow heirs means the Gentile believers has a right to inherit the house of God equally with the Jews who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why, you know, fellow heirs of the household of God. Let's just sing song all together. Last song, page 2, number 3.